What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, thank you for checking out Cozy Room Podcast. This is episode 25, season 19. Hello, happy Monday. Y'all see the title. I want to talk about values that you need to put in your children on a daily basis, okay? And these are values that are going to help them become a better human being for themselves and for the universe, all right? Now, you may be thinking, maybe she's going to talk about cleaning before being asked. Maybe she's going to talk about brushing their teeth and washing their face without you having to tell them. Maybe you think I'm going to talk about doing your homework before playing your games or playing in your room or going outside, or maybe even proofreading your work. All of that and then some, right? I think good people just don't happen. They are guided by someone who cared, okay? They need to be challenged. Good people were challenged to be their best selves, to become their best selves, okay? You have to challenge them by trying to make them think for themselves, okay? A part of nurturing is not just a mother feeding a baby or a mother comforting a baby. It's a mother and father showing up every day and explaining why things are done a certain way, why you should do things a certain way, why you should say things a certain way, okay? It's how you help to build your child's character. Allowing our kids to learn from our imperfections matter the most. Okay, and making a change requires us to use different tools. And sometimes those tools may be, how can I think about this differently? How can I say this differently? How can I explain this to my child differently so they can understand it? And most people choose to do what's familiar to them, which is why you see your child copy your horrible habits. Or maybe the way that you raise your child lacks because the way that your parents raised you lacked. At a certain point, somebody has to make a choice to learn how to do something different for the betterment of your child or your children or your family, right? And I think I'm choosing to do things differently than most routes most moms take. And is it easy? No. Do I enjoy all of it? No, I do not. But I know for the benefit of my daughters being better people and making different choices and understanding the pros and cons that may come with those choices, I'm doing the best that I can do. So today I'm going to talk about how to teach your children to be respectful, how to teach your children how to have empathy, how to teach your children how to have gratitude, how to be honest, and how to own accountability and responsibility. Thank you for checking out Cozy Womb Podcast. If you want to listen to more,
stay a while. Get comfortable.
How to teach your children to be respectful. R-E-S-P-E-C-T-ful. Okay? You got to be respectful first. Okay? It starts with you. It starts with your dad. It starts with you as a mom. Okay? You have to be the one to apologize first. You got to show up in love with correction. Okay? Not to belittle your children, not to make them feel horrible, but correction with care. Okay? Talk about how things should be done. Talk about your expectation and allow your children to discuss what happened in downtime. Meaning, no, I don't think you should be having a back and forth with your child in the midst of them doing something incorrectly, to make it seem like they have a choice. But I feel like in downtime, like in a car ride after the situation or before the situation, you talk. So when I woke up this morning, I was upset with you because I had told you to get your backpack ready the night before. And you were making me late in the morning because your backpack was not ready the night before like I asked you. So a lot of times, if you do not want me to yell at you or be upset with you, do what I say when I tell you to, because I'm telling you to do it at a certain time to avoid a certain problem later. When you explain it like that and you have a gentle tone, a calm tone, your children receive it better than, I told you to do it, now you're making me late. Look at you. Da-da-da-da-da-da. It is 6:45 a.m. I'm not trying to hear that. Your kid's not trying to hear that. Your neighbor's not trying to hear that. Nobody trying to hear that. So, in your downtime, have discussions that will help your children show up better next time. Okay? Kids are fighting urges to do the wrong thing. Even though you tell them to do the right thing, they're constantly fighting urges to do the wrong thing. The one thing I like about Anya's personality is she'll straight up tell me, I was thinking about doing this, but I stopped because I know that I was going to get in trouble because you don't want me to do X, Y, and Z. She'll tell me, and I like that. And because it tells me she's thinking. It's telling me she knows her boundaries. It's telling me she has common sense. And it's telling me she's showing restraint. Some children won't even tell their parents what they're thinking. Some children are going to do what they know they're not supposed to do. And then when you catch them and you want to have a conversation about why they did it, they quiet. And the answer is, I don't know. Uh-uh. My kids know exactly why they did what they did, when they do it, or when they think they're about to do it. And they tell me. So that's what I want. I want there to be this value system of respect. That way they don't feel scared to be honest with me. They don't feel scared to be open with me about their thoughts, because that is a communication method you need. Now, let's swing on down to empathy lane. How to teach your children empathy. You have to tell people and sometimes animals that you're sorry or you apologize or you hug them, or maybe you step back and stepped on their foot. You acknowledge it, you know? A lot of people have struggled with having empathy for other people because they've never seen that displayed by people around them growing up, or people just feel like you should get over it. And a lot of times that hinders a lot of people in their adulthood. So you have to be the model with your children and the model of a person who has empathy for others in other situations. What does that look like for you? Okay. Do not tell your kids, you know, when they're upset or when they're frustrated that they're not allowed to have their feelings, you know? You know, if they come to you and they say, you know what, when you said that, you made me mad, or you're making me frustrated, or please stop laughing at me. Yes, it is hard for me to stop laughing at my kids when they do things that they get upset about, because I'm just like, what is the big deal? Like, why are you making this such a big thing? Especially Aria. She gets so upset when people are laughing and she's upset because she directly takes it as you're laughing at me. And a lot of times it's not Anya or me laughing at her. We're laughing at the fact that you're getting upset at a situation that's not even that deep. But I can't tell her, stop being upset. I can acknowledge her feelings and reassure her that I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at the fact that you're making this a big deal and it's really not. And I have to work with her with that, because what if she's out and about and she's around other kids her age and she feels like their laughter is doing something to her and now she wants to do something about it, you know? That's a part of helping your children self-check, and you have to self-check their tempers and their anger and their frustration at home before you think they're about to be able to control it on the bus or at the bus stop or in the classroom or at lunch or at recess. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you have to do. I apologize more in the moment than later, because I feel like apologizing later, it doesn't have that oomph. It doesn't have that, oh, you really meant that. It doesn't have that, oh, you're just saying this because you just want me to get over it now. I try to apologize in the moment or within the initial 20 minutes of what I probably made them upset about. So the other morning I yelled at Anya because when I told her to hang up the coats, instead of her put them on a hanger and hang them up properly, she hangs them on a hook in the closet for them to fall down. And that really makes me upset. And for her not hanging up the coat made me upset enough to yell at her. And I said something to her that was not nice. And before she got out of that car and I dropped off to school and had that just roaming around in her mind, I told her that I'm sorry for saying X, Y, and Z. You're not X, Y, and Z, but the situation was X, Y, and Z. So that's why I said that, but I apologize. You know, take those thoughts off your kids if you said something mean. And sometimes out of frustration or tiredness or just something else rubbing us the wrong way, we might say things to our kids that we don't mean, or it's not directly about you, but it just feels good that I got that out. You know what I'm saying? And so I just acknowledge those times. Let's move on to gratitude. How to teach your children to have gratitude. Kids who don't act grateful, I understand they may irritate people. You know, when I see kids being ungrateful in stores, I'm side-eyeing their parents, no lie. You know, but they have to learn. And the kids who have more, you know, and have better conditions of how they live compared to how their parents grew up, they don't understand not having, or what it's like to have less, or what it's like to not be able to get in a car and have their iPads while they get to destination B, C, and D with ease. You know, I grew up with a mom and dad. My dad drove. My mom did not drive because of her health. And then primarily lived with my mom most of my life, where she did not drive. We walked miles from grocery stores. We took buses. We got rides from people. I walked miles to school at times. We took trolleys. We took cabs. You know, it was not always the easiest. We're going to the store today, you know? Going to the store became like the adventure for the day. And now I think about how my kids can just get dressed, take their iPads, go in the back seat of the truck. I drive. I go down the driveway. We drive to the grocery store. They're on their iPads the whole time. I'm buying everything. They don't have to carry any bags. I put the bags in the truck. They get back in the car. They're on their iPads. I get back in my driveway. I take the bags in the house. I unload the bags. I start cooking dinner. Like, there's no hassle. There's no struggle in their day. There was so much struggle and hassle for my mom to do the simplest things that when we did get rides, I was super grateful. When we didn't have to walk, take the bus, get a trolley and get something and then come back and my hand wasn't burning or I didn't get soaked because it was raining. I have so much grace for myself now because that was my experience growing up. How to teach kids who have always had ease, gratitude is hard. It's hard. But I try to donate their old toys, the books, the clothes. I try to take them around people who may have less. When I travel or I'm driving through different areas, I like to point out certain things of why things are certain ways over here, why things look this way over here. You know, I try to be very honest and transparent with them. I try to teach them about different cultures, talk to them about how I grew up, and acknowledge what people do in that moment. You know, it's very important for us to share history with our children because so much history is taken out of their schooling and their curriculum now, and it's being hidden because people don't want their feelings to be hurt. Please, please, please. If you don't teach your children history, it's going to repeat itself. Because they don't know what to brace themselves for. They don't know the clues to look for that looks familiar of oppression, right? And I'm very transparent with my children about why certain areas of Atlanta is a certain way. And why are they letting these apartments over here be run down and boarded up for so long? Because they want to sell the property. And when they sell the property, all of the people in this area who are predominantly Black will not be able to afford the high-rise apartments that they're going to put over here. And then, and only then, will they think about changing the stores in the neighborhood, cleaning up the neighborhood, having a cafe.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Phase in the neighborhood, maybe moving the prison a bit further so it's not an eyesore, you know what I'm saying? And you have to be honest about those things, because the more we act like we don't see the pattern, the more people will be pushed out of their community and their homes, and it'll just become like a regular struggable thing, and it shouldn't be a struggable thing. So constantly talk to your children, remind them of how things could be, but for them it's not. Remind them that the way that they live is looked at as a luxury by most people. It's not a norm for a lot of people. And I'm very happy I didn't grow up with a silver spoon or thinking things were just going to be given to me, because having a certain level of appreciation allows me to be comfortable staying out of what's trendy, what people are doing now, or I need to go X, Y, and Z. Like, I'm very content with a lot of what I have. I'm very content with where I am. But yes, I do want more, but I'm not willing to, ruin my integrity to have more, if that makes sense. And so a part of, teaching your children gratitude is just being honest and transparent and reminding them that what they have or how they live is not a given, right? Now, after these messages, I will go over how teaching your children to be honest is such a great payoff, and accountability and responsibility. Let's play these messages.
Hey guys, welcome back to Cozy Room. Check out Cozy Room Shop for show gear. Don't forget to follow the show and leave a review.
We're back. Are you honest enough to teach your kids how to be honest? That is the question. Because being honest without being mean is an art. Honesty is an art in itself. You got to be able to match your honesty with compassion, you know? Find out how to say things that are truthful without hurting people's feelings, so they can hear the truth and not focus on the fact that you said something mean, okay? Teach children how to tell the truth in a preventable way instead of like tattling or snitching or just oversharing, or you didn't have to tell me that, or that's none of your business. That's not something you share. Like, there are levels to honesty, and you have to teach your children that at home before they get out in public and just share people's information, or they get in church and get the mic and share people's information. Okay. Do not make your children scared to be honest. Like, a lot times I tell the girls, tell me the truth about what you did or what happened before someone has to tell me what you did or what happened. Tell me the whole truth so I can help you. Because if you tell me part of the truth and I'm defending you and there's more to it that you could have told me that you didn't tell me, I'm going to be upset with you now, and I'm not going to trust you. And it takes a longer time for people to build back their trust with you than to not have that trust taken. And that's with adults too. Like, when adults lie to me, I completely look at them differently. When adults easily lie to other people, I completely look at them differently. I don't care how long I've known you. I don't care what we've been through together. The way that a lie rolls off your tongue with ease, yuck. Okay? And we need to do more of teaching our children that than anything, because who's going to teach them? Who's going to teach them? So I want my kids to tell the truth. So when they come to me and they tell me the truth, I don't punish them for it. I don't yell at them for telling me the truth. It's like a fair handshake. Thank you for telling me. Thank you for being honest. But if you didn't tell me the truth, or you tell me that you did your homework and I have to find out that you didn't do your homework, then you're in trouble. But if you tell me, I thought I did my homework and we're within the same day and you have time to do it, but it's late. Okay, cool. Get it done. And brush your teeth and go to your bed. You know what I'm saying? But you gotta give a place for your child to feel okay telling you the truth. You cannot punish them when they tell you the truth, when they come to you. You cannot make them feel horrible or less than for sharing their truth or putting something that they're very uncomfortable with on the table for discussion, okay? Lastly, but not least, teach your children accountability and responsibility at the same time, because those are like two married things at the same time. Owning your mistakes takes work, okay? Learn about what you can do to be better and be better, and show your children that there are some mistakes that you also make and how you try to prevent those mistakes. You know, ask your children, did you really try? Are you spending the time to learn what you need to learn that you're not good at? Did you earn more? Did you do what you needed to do to earn a better grade? Did you do your best? You know, how did you make sure that you did your best? Those are deeper, in-depth questions that go deeper than, man, I studied, but I still got a D. Okay, how did you study? When you studied last time and you got a failing grade, what did you do differently this time? Because then we'll see what the issue is. Okay, a lot of times the way I had to study in high school and in college is, yeah, I studied throughout the week, but I really like embedded the information in my mind the night before the test, the day before the exam. And then as soon as the exam is done, my mind threw all that information in the trash because you don't need it. Okay? You don't need it. Your mind is a muscle. And when you teach your mind how it needs to study in order to hold information, to express the information that you acknowledge, you'll find like your thing. Your go-to. You'll find how to use that muscle. But you have to help your children develop that. You know, teach them to think about what they didn't do and what they could have done, honestly. Responsibility is nothing but preparing to do or show up for what's needed in enough time. Owning it. You know, you gotta shift tomorrow 6 to 11 p.m. Do everything you need to do to be able to get to work at 6. I try to do everything I need to do to get to where I need to be at least 30 minutes early. It's not easy. When I made my schedule for work, we could only make our schedule once a year for the whole year, right? When I made my schedule for work, I knew that I did not want to be a part of the morning rush. And I did not want to be sitting in traffic with everybody that just got out of work. And I didn't want to work on the weekends. And so now all the people that thought, oh, I'm going to get this shift so I could get out at 3. Or I'm going to get this shift so I could leave at 5. They still find themselves getting home at the same time. People that got off at 6:30 get home. Because you're sitting in traffic. Everybody in Atlanta gets out of work majority of the time at the same time. And you just sit in traffic. But if you left a little bit later and you got home and you left the office a little bit later, it's a smoother ride because most people are where they need to be already. And so when I get emails of people who want to swap, who want to swap schedules, I'm like, delete, 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 delete. Because I told y'all, like, I do things that are stress-free for me and mine. I've learned that these jobs don't care about you. They don't care about your sanity. They don't care about how are you able to do X, Y, and Z. They don't care about what your kids need. They don't care about what your husband needs. They don't care about the fact that you have a sickly mom or a sickly dad. They don't care that you need a mental day. They don't care. So in the choices that you make for you and your life, you have to do it where it leaves you less stressed. So when it comes to being accountable, I'm accountable for the things that I do great, and I'm accountable for the things that I could do better. And when my children see that, hopefully it inspires them to do the same. When it comes to responsibility, I'm very responsible when it comes to the things that I need to do. And I don't know how people can be irresponsible with the same things that I have on my plate on their plate. Like, how do you just ignore those things? How do you just say, you know what? I know I should be at work this week, but my friend told me they in Puerto Rico. I want to go out there and be on the beach too. Even though I got work and rent that I ain't paid in 5 months, I'm going to go. What? And you got to talk sometimes to your children about that. You got to talk sometimes to your children about friends you may have that make selfish decisions, or adult people who still don't get it, who still don't understand, who still find themselves in trouble because they haven't learned, you know, how to have grace, gratitude, respect. They haven't learned how to be honest. They haven't learned how to be responsible. They haven't learned accountability. Like, all of these things your children will have to deal with. Start getting it in their heads now. Start embedding these words and helping them understand now, so no one in adult life, like a manager or a partner or a professor, has to talk to them after hours in their office and say, what is wrong with you? Why are you not showing up for work on time? I print out your schedule. What is wrong with you? Why do you not understand what you need to do for the assignment? I gave everybody in class the same syllabus. What is wrong with you? I told you what day the mortgage was due. I gave you the money. Why didn't you pay it? Like, if you don't want your children to grow up and somebody has to have those struggle discussions with them because you didn't teach them empathy, you didn't teach them honesty, you didn't teach them how to respect people, you didn't teach them how to have gratitude, you didn't teach them how to be accountable and be responsible. Start it now. Instill these values in them now on a daily basis. Make it a regular discussion. Every relationship has expectations. Some of them are high, some of them are low. Every interaction or exchange with another human being in public has an expectation. When I go to Walmart, I know. But when I go to Walmart, I expect the person at the self-checkout to be able to know what to do when it says invalid or error on the screen. I don't want to sit there and try to ring all my stuff up at another register because they don't know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? When I'm driving in traffic, we all have this common idea of trust. I'm trusting the other people to follow the road rules so they don't run into me. I don't know them. They might say, you know what, I'm not following the rules today. And I don't know. And I'm following the rules and they're not following the rules. And boom, they crash into me. Every interaction with people in public and in businesses, there's an expectation. I went to the ice cream shop today. I wanted ice cream. Anya had her ice cream in her mind. I had my ice cream in my mind. The lady walked in. I had an expectation of her to be helpful, respectful, wash her hands before she touched my food, know how much to charge me, and allow me to pay for that ice cream. And she did what she needed to do. I tipped her. We got our ice cream. I paid, and we got up out of there. Every exchange with a human being has an expectation. And so teach your children that you can't run away from people having expectations of you. And you can't act like you don't have expectations of other people because you do. Some people say it out loud and some people deny it. But yeah. All of those things. Thank you so much for checking out Cozy Room Podcast. This is a podcast to help people parent better, think about parenting better. Or if you're thinking about having kids, these are some of the things that you're going to have to do. And if you're not ready for that, that's cool. I respect your honesty. Please wait and hold off. You can have kids as long as your body is healthy, okay? Or you could be one of those people who you don't want kids, but you just want to know how to deal with kids. I hope this episode helped you too. If you're looking for more from me, check out shanbpodin.com, shanpoddin.com, and check out all of the other podcasts and what's new and what's going on. Till next time, peace.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.